Welcome to Klein's Corner with me, your host, Lynn Klein. Here you'll hear from the characters of the city who give the city its character. My guest today is Maya Aubrey, who teaches Pilates as well as the Franklin Method at her Pilates Zone studio in Santa Fe. Welcome, Maya.
Hi, thank you for asking me to come.
Yes, it's great to have you here, and I'm excited to talk about this wonderful way of achieving health with body, mind, and spirit through Pilates, which I know a little bit about, and also the Franklin Method, which I really don't know anything about at all. But doing a little bit of research on your website, I learned about how the two complement each other and all the wonderful benefits of doing these physical systems together. So let's start off by talking about, well, you had a 20-year career as a dancer.
That's right.
And then you sort of did a shift, and now you've been teaching Pilates for how
About
long?
27 years.
27
started
years.
Teaching in 1991 when I moved to Santa Fe.
So you started teaching it here.
Mm-hmm.
Had you heard about it or seen it anywhere before?
Yes, I had. I was a professional dancer in New York City, and I knew people that could afford to take Pilates took it there. But being a very, very poor dancer, you know, and I was performing a lot and rehearsing a lot, and all my money went to ballet classes and things like that. But I'd heard about Pilates there as a way to keep injury-free. I just couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. And then when I was in Chicago, I choreographed. I taught a lot of dance classes, and I heard about Pilates there because I got a phone call from Bill Murray, the actor, and he wanted someone to teach him Pilates on a movie he was making. And he got my phone number because I used to teach restorative corrective is called floor bar for dancers who had injuries. And there was nobody in Chicago that taught Pilates, but someone at the Hubbard Street Dance School gave him my phone number. And he said, could you come teach me Pilates at the set? And I said, I really don't know it. I have a book. I could probably fake it, but let me give you another number. And so because of that, his manager called the National Pilates Institute in the meantime to see if I was some certified teacher. And they called me up. I was living in Chicago, and they said, this is the National Pilates Institute. Are you certified? And I said, well, no, but where are you? And they said, we're in Santa Fe. We're starting a new institute. And it was this woman, Joan Breibart. And I said, you know, that's really weird. I've just decided last month I'm moving to Santa Fe. And she said, you want to teach Pilates for us? So I didn't know how to teach.
Oh, my gosh.
This is in 1991. And so I moved to Santa Fe and started working with Michelle Larson and Eve Gentry. And I trained before they opened their new institute, and I started teaching Pilates after I learned it for about a month.
Wow. So within a month, you were teaching it.
Oh, yes. But I've been Fantastic. Catching up for the last 27 years and making up for last time, figuring it out. But I'd heard about it, and now that I have discovered it's a whole new way of life and health, and I'm just so thrilled that I had that synchronistic moment with Bill Murray.
Yeah, it is. And also that synchronistic moment of having just decided to move to Santa Fe, and
well,
lo and
yeah.
behold, here they are.
There's
to,
that magic. Yeah,
yeah, it happens a lot. It really does. So did you ever end up giving Bill Murray Pilates lessons? Or?
No, I didn't. But when he did this movie, I think it was called Mad Dog and Glory or something, he left his reformer from the movie at a ballet studio where I was still going back and forth doing shows in Chicago and going back and forth from Santa Fe to Chicago for 2 years. He left his reformer in the basement of the Ruth Page School of Dance, and I would go there to rehearse, and I'm like, that's a reformer. I teach that. Can I work out on it? Because nobody knew how to use it. So I would do my workouts on the reformer in the basement of this ballet studio, and then, now 10 years later, after that, that's when Pilates really exploded. Now there's a Pilates studio in every corner.
Yes.
I met someone last year who has Bill Murray's reformer, and she's a Pilates teacher. So it's like, yeah, there's history.
He's just following you around.
Oh, my gosh.
Without meeting him. So, let's look at Pilates, because I'm sure a lot of people in Santa Fe have tried it. But for people who haven't, what is it specifically? And how is it different from yoga, Zumba, kettlebells? I don't know if people still do aerobics, but I remember when that was a big thing in the 80s. How is Pilates different? And again, just a brief look at what is it specifically?
Okay, well, there's a man named Joseph Pilates. That's where the name Pilates comes from. But he called this work chondrology. So he was born 135 years ago or something in the 1880s. And he developed this system of exercise. He was a trained gymnast and circus performer in Germany in the early 1900s. And he, in Germany, they used to teach this gymnastic training from, the Greek Greco-Roman Olympic training. So this is what they would teach people in the schools in Germany. So he kind of took this, you know, physical way of being and developed it into his own kind of style, which combines focus, concentration, working from the center of the body, a flowing movement style. So it's not a static thing like yoga where you hold something for 10 minutes. Even though you do some yoga-type positions, it's always moving. And it's working with breath, much like yoga does. Mm-hmm. It's not repetitive. So sometimes you go to the gym and you do like 50 reps, 20 reps. In Pilates, you do 5 to 10 reps maximum because you want to keep moving from one body system to the next. So it gives you strength with flexibility and coordination. And so you have to, and the exercises as you get more advanced can get more complicated. So as a dancer, I really appreciated the concentration and control that it took to balance on your, you know, into a V set on this moving, rolling box. But as a teacher, I find out with the equipment, it's got equipment that we work with called the Reformer, the Cadillac, the Wonder Chair. You can work with people at any fitness level. So if someone comes in with a hip replacement or back surgery, they can lie down and work very safely. So it's a system of movement that works all parts of the body. So it's the abdominals, the leg strength, the arm strength, the back strength. But also, as you get more advanced, you do more gymnastic things. So I know dancers love to do the things where they do back flips and splits and stuff like that. But I have a lot of clients, you know, over the age of 60 that work with me. I have people that are in their 80s working with me, as well as young dancers who get injured. So you can correct biomechanics that may have caused an injury, become aware of them and strengthen. So you're balanced, all parts of the body, the front, the back, the sides.
That's really important. So as we move through the world, we move through it better when we're all balanced.
Yes, with awareness, yeah.
With awareness. I also read that Pilates, in addition to improving our body, it can also improve our health, and it also can maybe reverse the aging process a little bit?
Sure, because my motto is motion is lotion, because when you get an injury or you get older, you tend to stop moving as much. You don't go through the range of motions you did when you were a young kid. So with Pilates, it gets you rotating and reaching, and you know, so it keeps you limber in your joints that way. And when you're limber in your joints, I find you get limber in your mind too. You don't feel so stuck and static.
Right. And I would imagine also just the process of using like these different using the equipment and being aware of how you're moving, it's keeping your mind sharp as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you're not focused or concentrated, you could kill yourself probably, fall off one of these things. Well, you know, the beauty of Pilates, he developed a system called the mat work, which when he was in the World War I camp, and he was a prisoner of war during World War I on the Isle of Man. And he was there for 7 years. And so he worked on this system, the mat work. So it's a series of 36 exercises that work, you know, all parts of the body in all directions without any equipment at all. So this is the beauty of the system. So all of these exercises that you can do in the mat, once he got out of the prison and moved to America, he started developing equipment with his brother. And so it makes it a little more challenging because you're moving through space with springs and resistance, and it also makes it more fun to me because you can do some of the same exact exercises you do on the floor. You do it on this moving contraption and flying through the air, and it makes it more challenging that way. So for me, doing this work for 27 years, I'm making new discoveries every time I work out that keeps it really fresh.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that you you teach, obviously, and if you are interested in learning about Maya's schedule, her lessons, the times and all that, you can visit her website, which is at mayaaubreypilates.com. Mm-hmm. And that's MayaAubrey Pilates.com. And you can see the different schedules and different ways you can learn this. But I think in addition to teaching regular classes, mm-hmm. Privately or with one
groups.
And two and with groups as well.
Well, remember when I said I couldn't afford to do Pilates in New York City?
Yes.
Back in the day, you could only do privates and semi-privates, one on one or two people at a time, because that system is so intense. when I moved to Santa Fe, I'm actually kind of known for teaching the very first group reformer classes, because as a dance teacher, I would have like 30 people in a class, and I knew how to watch people from afar. So when I was working at the National Pilates Institute in 1991, I'm on the floor supervising four different people doing four different workouts. And I said, everybody stop. We're all going to do the same thing at the same time. And so I started creating classes. So now at my studio, I have up to 8 people in a class, and it makes it more affordable for the students. So instead of paying like $100 for a private session, you can come in for $20 or $25 and take a group class.
Wonderful. So it's practical and just, I would imagine, fun too, with a group of people learning it all together.
A whole family there, yeah.
So in addition to your teaching schedule, I'm assuming you also have a daily practice or
a
regular
absolutely.
Well. So you must, as you're saying, be making new discoveries all the time about how this changes your life. Now, let's just segue for a second, because I think it's important to bring in this other element that you provide in your classes and workshops, which is the Franklin Method.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like after reading a little bit about it, it's the perfect complement to Pilates. So let's hear about what that is.
Sure. The Franklin Method was developed by my teacher, Eric Franklin, who was a dancer, but also a brilliant person who knows their anatomy really, really, really well. So he could sit down with the best orthopedic surgeon in the country and talk about their fascia and ligaments and muscles. In fact, he travels all over the world teaching at conferences, teaching doctors how to work bodies better. Hmm. So I met Eric at a Pilates conference about 10 years ago. And I have a hip replacement as a dancer that is very common because you overstretch, you can tear your labrum, and then you have to get your joint replaced. And, So I'd had a hip replacement, and it was about 4 years old. And when I went to this conference, we were talking about hips and pelvises. And he said, okay, here's your bones. This is how they work. So he would actually pull out anatomical models of a pelvis and say, okay, when you bend your knees, your sits bones widen, your pelvis rotates. Okay, so let's see if we can feel this. For the next hour, we're feeling, looking at him point to bones and moving our bodies. And in that hour, my hip, which I thought was frozen for life, freed up, and I had full range of motion. I said, this is brilliant. I need to study with this man. I need to share this with people.
Wow.
So for the next 3 years, I studied this method, which is a use of anatomical awareness, so looking at bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, organs, fascia, and feeling them and experiencing them and getting them to work better. So through imagery. So you can say, you know, when you take a deep breath, do you really know where your lungs begin? At your collarbone, down to the ribs. Let's feel that. Now imagine your lungs rotating outward away from each other when you inhale, rotating inward like big hot air balloons. In between there is your heart. So you're giving your heart a massage. So we work with imagery like that. Or if you've got tension in your shoulders, we'd say, imagine you're standing under a warm shower and water is going floating down your back. How do you feel when you do that? So we're moving with imagery, anatomical awareness. And people who are in pain and have stuck joints, suddenly they get the right image, they get the right thing, and they stop hurting. So people with back issues, shoulder issues, hip issues, people with emphysema who can't take a deep breath, this is a wonderful way to help people feel better in their bodies. And it's great because I use the Pilates vocabulary and insert the imagery on top of that, and it's the perfect combination of the two.
That's wonderful. So I'm just envisioning in your class then, would you be doing Pilates at one point in the class and then switch over and do the Franklin Method, or can you do them simultaneously?
Simultaneously. So the thing about the Franklin Method is you start with awareness. So we'll do some tapping and touching and brushing of the skin. And can you feel tingles in your skin? Can you imagine the muscles under there? So we'll tap, we'll be aware. This is the status quo. Let's see where we are now. And let's do a few exercises and imagery, and we'll do some Pilates exercises and with the imagery of like floating bones or gliding joints or something. And then we'll come back and go, how do you feel now? Do your shoulders feel more relaxed? Does your back feel more lengthened? And that's your new status quo. So you notice where you are, you do some movement, notice the new state of being and say, can you just tell your brain this is how you want your body to feel all the time, rather than going back to the shoulders up to the ears, which was a posture that you maybe had but weren't aware of.
Right. So I'm assuming that this works well for sort of like, you know, athletes who or dancers who have the same injuries. You know, they keep repeating the same injuries over and over, or they keep running in the same wrong way, or you know, landing on their feet from a dance jump in the wrong way. So this might help people to change that behavior, as well as feel better with the things that hurt. But if you have a more serious problem, like, you know, plantar fasciitis, for example, or you have shin splints, or you know, I'm trying to think of other things that might not be, you know, can this work with everything, do you have to, you know, make sure that if it doesn't heal or feel better, you should seek,
if you have an acute injury, I always say go see a doctor. But if you come in with something that's chronic, like plantar fasciitis, we talk about what fascia is. It's the covering over the muscles and the bones. And at the bottom of the foot, you have this fascia. And let's put these little balls on the floor, Franklin balls, we call them. And we'll do some foot exercises where you kind of get the fascia to loosen, release, let go. So I've worked with a lot of people with fasciitis that have helped.
That's great.
Yeah, get the inflammation to go away.
Wow, it's just amazing. I mean, it sounds, you know, lots of people talk about the benefits of their yoga practice or their kettlebell practice or even their daily running. Mm-hmm. But this, you know, this is something that it's a little different in the sense that it is really affecting areas that are injured. And that is sort of how it began with Joseph Pilates and his early students who were, some of them earlier, maybe not the first, but Balanchine and Martha Graham, other people became disciples of Pilates because this was helping them.
Yeah, the way that happened when Joseph Pilates opened his studio in New York City, it was an old boxing gym, I think, and then happened to be in the same building that George Balanchine and Martha Graham had dance studios, and they'd heard about this guy that worked with boxers and helped them get over injuries because he was a genius, and he didn't know the anatomy as well as like Eric, but he knew how to work a body and really understood it deeply. So injured dancers would be sent there by Balanchine and Martha Graham, and they would say, would you, you know, fix their knees or whatever, and you know, the dancers would do this, and then they got to love this technique. And so some of his early dance trainers or his early Pilates teachers were dancers that loved the technique, and we call them the Pilates elders. So back in the 50s and 60s, these people trained with Joe and they stayed with him. One of them was Eve Gentry, who moved to Santa Fe in the early 60s. She was the woman I met when she was in her late 80s.
How amazing for you to have worked with her.
That was incredible.
Well, I have a feeling that looking down on your work, he would be thrilled to see how you've brought it together with his Pilates practice and then the Franklin method too.
I hope so. I try to keep it authentic. You know, there are many exercises that he came up with. They call the classical method of Pilates, and I do teach that at my studio. Mm-hmm. And then there are innovative ways of using the equipment, new exercises. It's a little neoclassical. We incorporate a little bit of that, but I always honor him with his 100s and roll-ups and, you know, the classic work.
Right. Did I read right that there were nine principles to Pilates, or maybe that's expanded by now too from the early days?
From Joe's book that he wrote called Return to Life, they've got concentration, centering, control, breath, flowing movement. Okay, where all my students are going, they know the last one, breath, precision.
There you go. Precisely what you were looking for.
Yes, thank you, Lynn. Good.
Well, I think it's fascinating to see how Pilates has changed people's lives, including yours with your hip replacement. And I wonder, you know, you must have great joy in sharing these teachings that have so worked for you as a dancer and then just today as a teacher and a person in the world. It must be it must give you great joy to share those, your experience with your students.
I love it. Yeah. Every day, it's like a new experience. Let's see how your body is today, and let's work from there. Let's start from where you're feeling right now. So every class is a new, fresh experience.
That's wonderful. And we were talking before the show started today that you have some students who've been with you practically since you started.
Right. So I've been teaching out of my own. So I started teaching at the National Institute in 1991, and then in 93 I opened my own studio. And I have four clients that have been with me since 1993. And we're aging together, and, you know, some of them are now in their, like, 80 and close to that and keeping strong. And This is the beauty of this method. You can do it at all ages. But like I said, my teacher, Eve Gentry, and Michelle Larson, of course, now was my main teacher. But Eve Gentry, you know, 90 years old. She's doing the advanced work and still staying flexible in her body.
That's amazing. Is there any evidence to show that Pilates can actually, you know, extend your life? Give you more years?
Well, I think it extends the quality of your life. So, you know, who wants to live to be 100 if you can't stand up and, you know, do things and people have to feed you? So if you, as long as you can stay physically active and, God forbid, you don't get any diseases that way or whatever, you can have a fulfilling life at whatever age you live to be.
Right. That's wonderful. And not just fulfilling physically, but as we said earlier, mentally too.
Right.
And, you know, body, mind, and spirit. And it's all, they're all tied together, really. So it makes sense that Pilates would treat everything.
Yes.
In that way. Are there any inspiring stories that you want to share about, you know, from your teaching experience, somebody who came in maybe and could barely walk and now, you know,
Just yesterday, I have a guy I've been working with who has a pretty severe scoliosis, a crookedy spine, and he's gone to a surgeon who said we need to put a steel rod in there, and he didn't want to do surgery. And so he's been working with me for about 2 months, and yesterday he laid down. He said, I can feel the hollow spot on my back touching the table now. And then I had another woman 2 days ago who's 75 who said, I potted 40 plants, and I thought I'd have to take Advil, and I didn't hurt at all.
Wow.
You know, so it's like it helps you in your daily life. That's what makes me feel good. It's not about perfecting something in the studio. It's like, what do you feel like when you leave here? And how aware are you when you're moving, and how joyful do you move?
And that is the opposite in many ways of dance, you know, where you do have to perfect every single thing you do.
Right.
So it must be it must give you great joy not to have to worry about that so much and to be able to just take pleasure in what your body can do, you know, seeing your limits.
Yeah, and making a difference in people's lives so that they can have more fulfilling lives.
Wonderful. Well, again, my guest today is Maya Aubrey. She teaches Pilates as well as the Franklin Method at the Pilates Zone, her studio in Santa Fe. And if you go to her website, MayaAubreyPilates.com, MayaAubreyPilates.com, you can learn a lot more about this and watch some great video blog posts about with showing you how to do individual Pilates exercises as well as how to eat healthy and get grounded, conquer fear, and much more. So it's a great website.
Thank you, Lynn. Wow, this has been very fun.
It's been great to have you on the show. I'll see you again soon, I hope.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in today. Tune in next week, same time, same station. I'll see you on the radio.